Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. Excited to have my guest with me today, Dr. Stevie Mills. Stevie holds a unique and valuable space in the world. She loves God, business, and people. She is a rare combination of expertise, compassion, and high energy, integral work ethic. She is well known for her southern drawl, loving her parents, and being a gifted communicator and connector. After many years of fervently running from her natural flair and ability to bring the boom to the room, Stevie has come to realize that she is the it girl for teaching others how to be seen and heard. She is a strong advocate for there being no more hidden figures, no best kept secrets. Dr. Stevie teaches Christian women entrepreneurs how to use their knowledge and expertise to make money online. Super excited to have you with the podcast today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Anything else you'd love to share with the audience about yourself?
Let's see. First off, thank you for allowing me to be in your space. Thank you so much. And the second thing, a lot of people may not know, they hear my name Stevie, they don't know the basis behind it. And so Stevie from Stevie Wonder and Aisha from his daughter Aisha, who he has a line about and wrote the song, Isn't She Lovely? Isn't She Lovely? There's a song that says, Life is Aisha, the meaning of her name. So the next time you hear that song, you got to hear that. But Stevie Aisha is where my name came from.
I love that. And I love that story. And I do know that song by Stevie Wonder. So I love that that's the backstory to your name. So as you know, this podcast is all about women, faith, plus business. And everyone's business journey looks different, right? How we get into business, why we get into business, how that journey is, looks different for everyone. So I'd love for you to share, Stevie, with the audience. What has your business journey looked like? You know, how did you become this amazing entrepreneur, CEO, and business owner that you are today?
Whew. So, have you ever been on the wildest, craziest roller coaster ride of your life? That's what it's been like. I never wanted to be in business. Let's start there. I never wanted to be in business. I never sold a Girl Scout cookie. I eat a lot of them, but I never sold one. Nor did I have a lemonade stand. And I say that because a lot of people have seen the end result of the business. But I didn't want to be in business. I actually went to school straight from kindergarten to grad school. And the next logical thing was to get a job, or so I thought. And so the first job, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. This was for a nonprofit organization that was amazing. I loved it. And then when the grant for that ran out, I went to corporate America. And the first 3 weeks where they send you into training for their company was amazing. I got to travel. I had per diem. I had all the things. And I even had the 3 B's, big girl paychecks, benefits, and business cards. And so I was like, I love this. I'm living a life. I'm 29. I got to the space and place where I arrived. Listen, it is game over. And then as I got into the job I was going to do, I hated it. It was like, I felt like a caged bird. I felt like a caged bird. And I'm a very free-spirited person. And so for me, it was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? And I stayed there for a year. And I actually ended up like realizing that I did more than hate it. I actually got very ill. I got ill from stress. So I had to have shingles. I went from a size 14 to size 0, and I had to have 3 colonoscopies within 30 days, 2 within 24 hours, all because of stress. And I didn't even realize stress wasn't even part of my life. until that point. And my doctor, she said, "Have you been stressed out?" I was like, "Well, I just left a job I didn't like, but I don't know if I was stressed." And she said, "Shingles came to her when she was in med school, and normally it's for, older adults get shingles, but when she got it because of stress." So yeah, so that's the journey into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that story. A roller coaster is the greatest description for this business ownership and entrepreneurial journey because it definitely has ups and downs. I was actually in Busch Garden in Tampa just recently and went on a roller coaster ride. So I remember firsthand, I was like, oh Lord, here comes the dip. And I'm screaming my head off, right? So it is a great example and analogy for what this entrepreneurship journey is like. And I love that your story started off with not really thinking that you were going to be a business owner or entrepreneur. That wasn't your vision. That wasn't your plan. But when you got out there and you started off with the nonprofit and you enjoyed it, then you went in corporate America and enjoyed that season where you were just learning and training. But when you realized, oh crap, this is what the job is really about, right? I don't like this. And stress is, it's such a thing that can do wreak havoc on our bodies, right? So it's so important to pay attention to our bodies and know that stress can. Stress is a killer. I honestly feel like a lot of people don't even talk about how stress impacts us health-wise and physical-wise. But that really took you on a journey and God leading you to the path of entrepreneurship and business ownership so you can have that freedom and so you didn't have to feel like a caged bird. And what you're doing right now in working with entrepreneurs and helping them to really make money online, how did you end up really getting into that space?
I've always, since my business started, been online. Even though online was not Zoom and all, and all the other tools, it was conference call. That was the online for us. But I've always been in that space because I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I say that because my pastor said, if you live anywhere with a borough or a ville at the end, you're in a small space. And so for me, when I heard that, it was like I need to build beyond my backyard. So even back in 2009, I started with podcasting. I started with, getting other spaces where people could reach out, online events via conference call, then Google Hangout was a thing. So I've always been there. But in the midst of the pandemic, when we started in 2020, people didn't know, right? I dealt with a lot of offline people who, one of my friends, she calls it air game versus ground game. A lot of them were on ground game. And they were just trying to figure it out. They knew they had knowledge and expertise. They were speakers, they were different things, but they didn't know how to get online. So I was already there. I was like, this is easy. You just do this. And so in 2020, I started out with pay what you can workshops and different things because I knew it was pandemic. And by the end of 2020, I had made my first six-figure year because I really helped people to get there. To really making sure they knew how to get online.
Yeah, so important to build beyond your own backyard and knowing that you had that skill set already existing. So when the pandemic hit, you could help people. You brought value to the marketplace because it was a need that people needed to be online, with not having the ability to be face to face. It was necessary at that time to be online, and you already had that skill set. So that is awesome. So this podcast, as you know, is also about faith, and there's also a faith journey. A lot of people don't necessarily talk about how they became a believer, right? How did you become a believer in Jesus Christ? It looks different for everyone. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what did that journey look like for you?
Wow. It looked like Loreen Mills, who was my grandmother, she's passed away now, growing up in church, like me growing up in church, because grandma had us in church. Had us in church. She was a Pentecostal holiness minister. And also like Peggy Sue Mason, my great aunt, having me in church in Virginia, where I actually grew up. And so that's what it looked like. It was non-negotiable. You went to church, and not only did you go to church, I sang, even though I don't sing, on the angelic choir. I sang on all kinds of stuff. I would do the devotionals. I would do Fridays. I would be in church with my grandma. It just, holiness conventions, all kinds of stuff. And when I started, I would say I started knowing God for myself on a deeper level in 2003. And then I went to my church here in Greensboro, and I just saw God in a different way. So for me, church has always been a thing. My grandma always said, like, Stevie's gonna be a preacher. And so I've always been like in church. I'm like, I didn't always be like, okay, I'm gonna do the right thing. But then I learned about relationship versus religion too, as I grew in this process, because a lot of people are very religious, but there's no relationship. And having a relationship with Christ can happen because we are the church. We don't have to necessarily be in church to have, I mean, the pandemic showed us that when the church is slowed down and shut down and everything. So Christ is the center of my life, and I'm very much loud and proud about the fact, even in my business, that I am a Christian woman entrepreneur.
Yeah, I love that. I love that your foundation started in the church, and usually it's the grandmother, right? We have such strong grandmothers in our family, and they have that strong faith, and that just is an influence on the entire family. So to know that you grew up in the church, but I find so many people share that, there's a shift. Like you said, you knew God for yourself, right? You started to know God for yourself, and then you found your own church, and you kind of had to find your own path, even though you grew up in it, right? You still had to find your own path and realize that it's not just about religion and going into a building and having church, but it's about relationship and knowing God for yourself personally. So I love that you shared that in your faith journey. And you kind of touched on this a little bit, but the podcast is also about how we combined faith and business and making the decision to really be bold about your faith on your business platform. Is different for everyone. Some people, we could be Christian and behind the scenes pray for our clients, pray about things, but not necessarily be open on our business platform about our faith. So, what made you decide that you were going to be open about your faith and really combined faith and business?
The Lord, the Lord, honestly, I remember 2020. It was, I think, mid in the summer 2020. God was like, change it all, change it, and say Christian women entrepreneurs. And I was like, what? And it was something I was doing anyway. Like, I would pray for people, and even now, like, I'm very bold and saying, I work with Christian women entrepreneurs so that I could point you back to the Lord, because part of my business is ministry, and part of my ministry is business for sure. And so, being able to say, you need to meet with God for yourself, because I am here to work with you as a conduit, right? But I don't know what God said to you, and nor would I override or try to override what God said to you. I'm here to guide you once we know the vision, but the vision comes from you and the Lord. It does not come from me. So really taking that bold stance has really been a blessing, because it's allowed me to show up in the totality of who I am, as well as allowing them to show up who they are. And if there's something that I feel like, let's pray, let's just pray, let's make it happen, let's, call on the name of the Lord and let's get through it, because I need to know, that we're on the same team. Because if somebody is a non-believer, not that I can't help them, but if I'm praying and you not, or you praying against, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I love that. The answer is simply, God told you to, right? You were led in this direction. You had no other choice but to boldly show up in the way that God instructed you to show up in the marketplace, and He instructed you to work with Christian women entrepreneurs, and you were obedient to that, in showing up in the marketplace in the way that He desired for you to show up in the marketplace. So that's such a great answer as to why you decided to combine faith and business. God told me to, right? So that there you go. That's the answer. So we know from scripture that God likes to do things very different than the world. In what ways has God told you to do things differently? What did that look like for your business or compared to your industry?
Wow. God has always dealt with me with this different thing. God has always dealt with me with this different thing. I used to want to try to blend in. I never wanted to stand out either. I wanted to be blended in. I wanted to be like everyone else. And really, honestly, it just never worked. Even when I try to blend in, don't say anything. If I walk in the room, God has placed me in such a space that the atmosphere shifts. And so, for me, that started real young, because I remember substitute teachers coming in. My name was Stevie, so they're always looking for the boy, or they're always looking for to mispronounce it, even though it's six letters, two syllables. I get Stevie, Stevie, all kinds of stuff. So I always wanted to be Samantha or Stephanie, names that people can relate to. And so for me, the moment that I really said, okay, I'm different than everybody else and I'm good with that, was probably around 2014, 13, in business. Because again, I didn't want to be in business, so I felt like I was doing it wrong. But for me, I wrote a book called Cultivating Your It Factor. It was the basis of my book journey. And it was the first book that I had. And I did it, I produced the anthology because I was like, I do this different the first time out. And so that really is about the differentiation inside of us and using that to be the game changer in our business. And the moment that I started really rocking my own it factor was the moment that I started doing things differently and really having more success because I understood that people are looking for me as I am, not necessarily me being a watered down version of somebody else.
I love that, the it factor, and really focusing on you as you are, the way that God uniquely designed you, right? We are all so unique, like our fingerprints, right? So for us to show up in the marketplace exactly the same way as another coach or another expert, another guru, is watering down what God intended for you to be in the marketplace. So I love the it factor. Definitely check out that book, guys. It's on Amazon, right? Is it on Amazon or is it available? Or where is it?
Actually, that was the first of 27 books, but I honestly give it away free now. So if you go to cultivatingyouritfactor.com, then you could get a free ebook download of it.
Well, get that ebook download. Definitely cultivating your it factor is an important thing because we are unique and different, and we need to step into that and embrace that in order to be different in the marketplace in the way that God intended us to be. So I have a signature question that I always ask on each episode, and that is, how would you define the power of faith? How would you define the power of faith?
Wow. Powerful question. Faith is everything. Faith is beyond words, honestly. Faith is what drives me and everybody else to do what they do. 'Cause I mean, even as a Christian in your walk, you gotta have faith. We've never seen God, Jesus, we've never seen any of these things. We've never seen anybody in the Bible. So that faith drives us to believe in that strongness that comes with everything that we have been taught in our faith. And then what happens is that, a lot of times, like entrepreneurship is a faith walk. We don't know where we're going. We don't know how we're going. We're bringing to life the things that we see. So the power of faith is beyond comprehension, beyond words, because we've not been able to think as highly as that, right? In our minds and in our bodies and beings. So I think that is just insurmountable. It's something that we can't encapsulate.
Yeah, I love that. But I did hear that point of it drives us to believe. Faith is really what is driving us to believe, driving us to do the things that we do in life because we have faith, right? Even if we don't see it in the natural, as the definition of faith is. So, of course, the podcast is about faith and business. So, the second signature question is, how would you define the power of business?
Business, I would say, is the biggest personal development course you'll ever take. Business has stretched and strengthened and had me look at myself in such a different way, see myself as courageous, confident, gone through ups, downs, and all arounds. One thing that I like to say, yes, I'm a six-figure earner now, but 5 years ago, I was evicted from my home because I couldn't figure out $800 within 30 days. So business has taken me from the high highs and the low lows, and every day I'd be like, let me look at my resume. But I know that I love freedom and flexibility way too much to go work for just anybody. So that's the thing. We have to be so on fire for a business to be a true business owner, because this is not the easiest path you could ever take.
Totally agree with that. And it is the biggest personal development course in the world. And it does strengthen you and stretch you. I love that you described it that way, that it really strengthens you and stretches you as you go on this road to building your business and being an entrepreneur and business owner. So this has been a really great conversation, a lot of good nuggets that you shared with the audience. I would love for you to let them know, if they want to learn a little bit more about Stevie and the work that she does in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Thank you. And thank you again, Nadine, for this amazingness. This has been phenomenal. So, everybody, I am Dr. Stevie Aisha Mills, and I really help you to use your knowledge and expertise to make money online. And so I curated a video just for you, and it is really about increasing your visibility, credibility, and cash online, because if you're visible and you're credible, then the cash will come. So you can go to workwithstevie.com. Again, workwithstevie.com, and my name is S-T-E-V-I-I. One of my friends says the I is for increased income, so workwithstevie.com. Thank you again. I'm so excited to be here.
Bye. I love that. Definitely go to work with Stevie with two eyes, increaseincome.com. And are you on social media? If they want to connect with you on social media, what are the platforms that you hang out on? Where do you hang out on social media?
Primarily on Facebook, Clubhouse, Instagram, Twitter. I have space on all of those. I have established my real estate on every social media platform, but I am most active definitely in Clubhouse. Definitely Clubhouse, Facebook, and Instagram.
Definitely check her out. Clubhouse, Facebook, and Instagram. She is on all the platforms, so be sure to connect with her on social media. Thank you so much, Stevie, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.